Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great grandfather, godfather of soul, James Brown. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. He's a political expert, and he's got the chops, folks. He's got the background and the credentials, but he's also a world traveler and a world businessman. He's been around and we appreciate his wisdom and his perspective. The purveyor of the twice weekly cyber column, Mullings.com. Rich, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, you gave us a tour of what happened in the election, why Trump beat Hillary, and now I'd like for you to talk to us about what you think a Trump administration is going to mean for America, for the United States.
Because, going back to the first segment, because Trump, President-elect Trump, I think we have to, I mean, I think fair is fair. I don't know that I've called Obama just Obama more than a half a dozen
right.
times in 8 years, whereas Democrats consistently called W. Bush,
right.
not
right.
President.
Right.
Anyway, so Donald Trump will, he doesn't have much love for the Republican Party. He hasn't been a Republican for very, frankly, very long.
He's not a real Republican.
And he's not a real Republican.
He's a member of the Trump Party.
When we, as we look down the road to, you know, starting at noon on January 20th, I think the biggest, you know, single item of discussion won't be whether or not he's living up to Republican conservative principle, because he won't. The biggest story was how he constructs coalitions in the Congress between Republicans and Democrats that he uses to push his policies through, something that Bush couldn't do. The last time we saw that was Reagan, and that's
right.
a long time ago, for us.
Right.
But even
Reagan and Tip O'Neill played by political rules. But Trump's going to say why, and then he's going to say why not.
Well, that's right. What'll happen is he'll keep pushing the edges out. I mean, this morning or earlier today, the White House announced that Kellyanne Conway is going to be in the White House as the counselor to the president.
Yeah.
Very powerful job. That's now, by my count, four or five people who think they're going to have the president's ear whenever they want.
Think
they have something.
And she's a good conservative.
Oh, yeah. Without question, she's a conservative. But then you have Bannon, then you have Prius, then you've
right.
got Justin, no, what's his son-in-law's name? I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, I've forgotten. I know.
Yeah, but I mean, you got all these people running around
who's probably not a conservative, by the way, his son-in-law.
No, that's right. I think that's right. He's a New Yorker. So, I mean, that wouldn't work that way. So I think that what he will do is what he does in his business, as far as I know, and play them off against each other and sort of keep them busy fighting each other, you know, sort of off in the corner.
But
while, you know, he picks up the phone and calls Chuck Schumer and says, what do you need for this to get through?
Well, and so we're talking tax reform, right?
Yeah.
I think he's going to deliver on that. I think he's going to do everything he can to repeal Obamacare.
Well,
Why not?
Because there's nothing to replace it with.
Right.
You can't throw all those.
I don't know.
You and I agree on Obamacare.
People I know who are working on this tell me different, Rich.
Yeah, well, then they better get busy trying to explain it to guys like me.
Well, I think they've got a plan. I think there's something out there because I mean people are expecting that to happen.
Well, I understand they're expecting it to happen. I just want to see a plan that does what Obamacare was promised to deliver, which it hasn't. And as you pointed out, that premiums have gone through the roof, copays have gone through the roof.
I promise you. I promise you that mobilized Main Street small businesses, those roof the premiums, more than anything. That was a big hit for Hillary. Those premiums. I think that mobilized small businesses more than any her email or Comey or anything else.
And
the Department of Labor overtime exemptions. That was a killer.
That's even a bigger one. Yeah.
I call that the little brother of Obamacare.
Yeah. But you have to have something to replace it with, and the Republicans haven't been able to come up with. They keep saying, "Well, we voted for something," and I kept saying the same thing. Yeah, but you weren't serious about it. I mean,
do you believe that he's going to make? How's your attitude about his presidency right now, based on what you've seen happen so far?
I wrote a column a couple of weeks ago, or a week or so. I said I'm an agnostic. I understand he's the president. I get that part. But I'm waiting to see if he can deliver on a miracle.
But based on the cabinet he's putting together, what does it look like to you right now?
I think the cabinet's very quite conservative, certainly economically. I think that other than people like John Bolton, who will never get confirmed, and Tillerson, who's going to be a problem for him, and of course Flynn in the White House. Flynn, I don't think will make it. Flynn won't make it till January 20th.
This is news here, folks.
No, Michael Flynn is wound way too tight. I don't think he's going to make it to inauguration.
Okay, so Tillerson, Bolton, and we know about Bolton, and Tillerson and Flynn, you're saying, are going to make it. Interesting.
Tillerson's on the bubble. Bolton won't even get nominated because he won't.
If I were advising Mr. Trump, I would say, Mr. Trump, if you want to be able to push the Republicans and the Democrats around, you need to have some wins early on. You need to get in the first 6 to 9 months. You need to have some wins, get the American people behind you, and start pushing those guys around.
Yeah, I think tax reform is probably a big deal, and rolling back by executive order a lot of what Obama's done in the last 2 years.
And he can do that easy, right? He can do that easy. Yeah,
a lot of experience.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Rich, and he knows this, folks. He's the man who can help us with this about what the Trump administration is going to mean for the world. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.